Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Bill and I are back together today. Can you believe it? It's been a little while. You know, today we have something that's near and dear to both of our hearts to talk about. And it's a question that we get all the time. And it's about what some people might call spiritual gifts. I personally think they're not necessarily gifts. I think they're an inherent part of who we are as humans, and some of us more a part of who we are as humans. Talents might be another way to put it. And it's something that conscious people, people who are raising their consciousness, are very interested in having, in fostering, in building. And for some people, it's the reason that they go on this consciousness journey. But this is important to a lot of people, right, Bill?
Well, yes, you know, I think, you know, we were talking off camera that so many people end up going on a spiritual journey. The catalyst, the very catalyst for it was some want of a supernatural power. I have to admit that was my journey. You know, when I had no plan, like, oh, spirituality. No, it was simply like, oh, I knew somebody who authentically had one of these gifts, and I was like, you know, just greedy and looking out for myself, and I was like, my gosh, if I had that, things would be wonderful, man. I make a killing in the stock market with that one, you know. But little did I know that the pathway there was, although, you know, you get the gift, all of your life changes. And there was a very unexpected pathway that enabled the gift to come forward, and unexpected blocks to it. Like, who would have thunk it that all of my resentments were the block to having intuition? At first glance, that doesn't seem correct. You know, like, oh, you're just born with it. Like you, Liz, you were just born with it, you know. And then for others of us, you know, we may have had it, you know, like myself, it was on as a child, but then it was too much. You know, I asked for it to be taken away. It was too scary. I felt responsible. And I was like, no, take it away. It's too much for me. I can't handle this. And they obliged, which, you know, much to my chagrin later on in life. But it's it is very much a thing.
Well, you know, there's another side of it too, that where a person might have actually had an experience, something that felt paranormal, right? You know, saw something, experienced something, and then they go on a journey to try to figure out what the heck was that thing? What was it? Like, you know, maybe seeing a ghost as a child, or maybe getting an intuitive hit about something that was about to happen. And then that thing turned out to be true, but then it never happens again, like an anomaly in their life. And that'll send people on a journey of seeking as well. And then I know people who get kind of involved in the personal growth, development, spirituality, consciousness community. And they see other people that have those things, kind of like you were saying, Bill, you saw somebody who had it and you're like, dang, I'd like to have that. And then there's an expectation that maybe there's an answer that's an answer to a lot of their problems in life, right? So there's so many reasons, I think, why people go looking for this, these kinds of things in their lives and a way to have the skill to get them. But what you and I have experienced with the thousands of people that we've worked with around the world and our practitioners and people who've taken our classes is that for some people, they really suffer about the fact that they don't have them or they haven't yet achieved them. So let's talk a little bit about what the heck do we mean? So we're talking about things like having an empathic nature, where you're a human who actually feels everything that everyone else feels. And yeah, and a true empath, you know, they tend to be actively, constantly trying to heal everything around them. And in their case, you know, that can be really draining. You were going to say something about that. What was it?
Well, this empath thing, you know, I think at least for me, you know, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what that meant. As a matter of fact, I never even, you know, I took it, you know, oh, they're an empath. And what, you know, in my mind, incorrect definition was, oh, they have compassion for another person, you know, and I was kind of like, oh, that's what that is. But I didn't realize what this particular spiritual gift is, one where you feel it as you. And prisons are filled with people that have this gift, that were born with it. Drug addicts oftentimes are just empaths. They feel so much what's going on around them, and they don't understand, it's not even my feeling. It's not even mine. Have you ever found yourself like being irritated for no reason? You know, like you make up a reason for it, but you know, you're kind of like, oh, I'm afraid right now. I feel nervous right now. Well, is it even yours? Anyway, there's a process to kind of the discovery of this and the realization of it's kind of like a contagion that you're like, but you didn't even realize, because it always appears authentically as my feeling. This is not somebody else's feeling. It's me, and I'm nervous right now. Well, you know, I remember I didn't like to be in parties very much, you know, events, because, and I didn't understand it, but I could feel the attention. And I was like, oh, it's like, oh, you know, I could feel it. And, but I just thought it was me. You know, I had no idea that this thing even existed, that it's even a real thing. It's even a real thing.
Yeah, you know, being an empath, we could do a whole episode just on that. Maybe we should at some point. But for me, as a person born with this turned up to about 100, when I was a kid, my mom knew who I played with in the neighborhood because I walked in the door looking like them. I looked like them. It was like an overlay of them was on me. I sounded like them. I walked like them, talked like them, you know. And it's an interesting thing, the empathic nature. And I really believe this is a structure, that you're structurally built this way with the parts of your nervous system turned on that are able to actually take in the information from another body and process it. I think empathic bodies are often trying to heal everything around them with their structure. So it was for most empaths, it's a real burden, and empaths tend to get sick. Empaths, you'll see, have a lot of autoimmune disorder. Their adrenals get burnt out. Their own immune system gets burnt out because it's literally trying to reach out and heal the table, the chair, the desk, you know, the lamp, the plant in the room, everyone that they meet unknowingly. And so it can feel like a real detriment to some people. And it's kind of like, has always been viewed as this, the lowest level of the spiritual gifts, almost like, you know, the unwanted stepchild of, you know, because empaths seem to be, you know, over emotive. They tend to just have a lot going on that doesn't seem positive in on the face. But what I learned later in my life, probably in my 40s, is that being an empath is a true superpower. If the empath knows how to conserve and draw in their energy, it's this beautiful ability to read people. It's a beautiful ability to actually be one of the most powerful healers on the planet if you know how to use it. If you don't, you know, it can be a real lifetime full of struggle. I think a lot of empaths do know they're empaths, but they don't know what to do about it. And it feels like a victimhood. So that's one of those that I especially love to teach about because it can be an extraordinary superpower, but one must know how to manage it. Let's move on. So psychic abilities. What are psychic abilities?
My gosh. You know, this, you know, first of all, it feels so charlatan. You know, there's, you know, when you hear that term, you know, psychic abilities, you know, it seems like, not really true, you know, or, you know, there might be a few people in the world, but those are a rare, rare bird. And actually, I ran into one of those real rare, rare birds, and that was my wife, you know, Michelle, and you know, I need things proven to me in the physical realm, you know, where, okay, you know, here's a problem that has trillions of possibilities. Can you pick the one that's going to be that thing that's going to solve this problem? And, you know, I got a lot of examples of this, but it actually happened repeatedly. And I was like, my God, that was a really, really good kind of gift. You know, but what is a psychic ability? Well, for all of us, we take in information beyond what we can see, what we can hear, what we can smell, touch, taste, feel. There's information out there that is beyond time and space. And the easiest way to explain it is that maybe you, at some point, you have known somebody who dreamed something that actually happened. Or maybe you know somebody who smelled something that wasn't there. Or you knew who was going to call. Like, you know, Johnny, you know, you start thinking Johnny and all of a sudden the phone rings and it's Johnny. You have, auditory, like you hear an actual voice that, you know, the real positive events, you know, we're not talking about schizophrenia here, you know, like negative things, hey, hurt this person, do this, you know, but the clairaudience that is going to be helpful, you know, like, hey, you know, don't get on that airline today, you know, we're going to catch a different flight, but you hear it as if it is actually like us talking, or you may hear it in your head, seeing visions, knowing, actually having a feeling, in your body. A lot of people, you know, they they know about a reaction they have. Some people call it God bumps, like the goosebumps. You know, when something is being said or said to you that you know is really in your true best interest, not in a material way, but really in your soul, your soul's evolution in this lifetime interest. And you start to feel those chills go down and the goosebumps happen. So we all have these different things and we ignore them because it's like, oh, it's just me, or I just got that feeling and I don't pay attention. Or you might not think it's anything.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would say that they don't have them. But I agree with you, Bill. I think everybody has these abilities. They're not even necessarily talents. They can become talents. But I think everybody has these abilities because it's naturally who we are. And my opinion about this is not very popular amongst the psychic crowd, but there's a real reason for it. And my opinion is that these are all functions of our nervous system. The ability to take in information and process it in the brain. So some of us have a greater ability to recognize the information we're taking in, and others don't. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll explain my case just a tiny bit further.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about what people might call spiritual gifts or psychic gifts. And I have an issue with the word gift because it implies that someone gifts it to you, that you're worthy of it, that you're given it. And really from our work, what we have discovered is that when a person is able to delete heavier things out of their nervous system body, out of their neural network, like shame and guilt and fear, that automatically, you know, they can see auras, or they are now healing people naturally, or they are seeing things about the future that they wouldn't have in the past. So what we know is that when the voltage in the body, measured in joules by a thing called the BioWell machine, that's one of the ways we've measured, when the voltage goes up in the body, these talents or gifts, whatever you want to call them, naturally show up. And so I think what most people don't realize is that your spidey senses, your nervous system, really extends outside the body quite a distance. And you'll know this because you kind of know when someone walked up behind you without hearing them, without seeing them. There's something, you know, how you were saying the goosebumps, Bill, like the hairs go up on the back of your neck. Your nervous system becomes aware. Other people, you'll walk into a room and immediately you know something's off. Even though there's nothing, everybody looks normal, everybody looks fine, something's not right. An argument may have just happened in that room, right? It's called reading the room. But how do you read the room? Your body picks up these subtle signals and your brain translates them. And what Bill and I have discovered is that it's about the way the brain translates them. That is how it converts into one of these abilities. I think everybody's receiving the information all the time from everywhere, but it's whether or not your system has the horsepower to translate the information. So we've had this amazing, fun experience of watching people in real time all of a sudden have one of these quote unquote gifts turn right on. Sometimes they're freaked out, but a lot of times they're just so fascinated.
Yeah. You know, one of the ones that just, you know, there's so very many of these. And just for one small example, you know, during the CognoConscious event, it's a 5-day event where we elevate, we remove those blocks, as Liz is saying, and then over a 5-day period, you know, all the resentment of a lifetime, the guilt of a lifetime, the shame of a lifetime. And I still remember, this happening to multiple people in the room. Myself and Liz are in the front of the room, and there's people who have never ever experienced this before, but all of a sudden they can see, they're looking at us and they're like, I see your aura. I see the colors that are around you. And they're describing, you know, Liz and her violet purple, like a haze around her, you know, and a different color for me, mostly black.
No.
always something inappropriate.
Evil, just radiating.
Yeah. But the funny thing is for them, you know, when the first time it happens, you're like shocked. Like, what the heck is that? And, you know, if you don't get scared about it, you know, it tends to, or the other thing is getting too excited. You know, he's so darn exciting. You know, he's like, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God. You know, and then, you know, it disappears because there's, you're kind of out of the frequency.
Yeah.
But gosh, there's, you know, kind of a cool party trick, you know, like, oh my gosh, I see auras now. You know, there's so many things that can be done with these because it's information. You get information. Yeah. You know, like, you know, my daughter used to see auras and all of that. And I was like, and she had this uncanny ability to avoid problems. Just like she would like, hey, do you want to go over there? No, no. And I always listened to her like, okay, you know, and sure enough, sure as blah, blah, you know, it's like something happened. And she's sitting like a, you know, not having issues. So anyway, it is authentically an addition to our life, an enhancement.
You know, you're right about that. I mentioned the BioWell machine. It's just a machine that actually works on Carilion photography. And Carilion photography is one of those things that actually you can see what's called an aura around the body, which everybody thought was some kind of a weird pseudoscience. but it makes the most sense in the world. Like I said, the energy from your body, your nervous system is constantly reaching out around you. It has to. Otherwise, you'd run into everything all the time. You know, people who are running into everything all the time, we find that there is a block on one side of their body and their system isn't actually reaching out and giving them the information that they need, right? So with the BioWell machine, when you do a scan, you'll see tears, even shatters in this electrical system around your body. And that's what it is. It's electricity. And that shows up as light. It always does. It's actually quite scientific, basic scientific information. It wasn't until recently that we had the ability to see it and measure it. So the BioWell machine actually shows. I remember one time there was a person who came to an event who actually was on drugs. And it looked like that auric field around the body was just shattered, torn, right? And at the end of the event, it looked quite a bit more healed, not completely, but filled in. So a person who has a natural ability to see these things can often tell the health of a person by that field around their body. So if you're an empath who also sees auras, you might see that there is something like a shadow or discoloration on one side of the body. Or if you're an empath who also has the ability to feel clairsentient through your hands, and this is super teachable, you can run your hand along a body and in the field feel an anomaly and know that there's some problem, something where the energy is not flowing exactly right in that spot. One of our events in back in Massachusetts, I actually taught a 12-year-old how to do it. And she was excellent at it. So this field around the body has so much information. And some of the discoveries that Bill and I have made, you can work in this field and you can actually change things. But having the abilities turned on that you can recognize, feel them, see them, some people smell them, you know, that kind of thing, you can really be a super powerful healer using those techniques. So there's a lot of value in it. Let's talk about another fun one. At our events, it has happened several times where people come back about day three at this CognoConscious event specifically and tell us some crazy thing happened in the night. And one of them was where clairaudience turned on. And this means the ability to hear information. And so one of our attendees said that she got an etheric phone call in the middle of the night from her parents who had passed with information about the day and about what she was doing. So
well, tell them how that worked, that she was sleeping. Tell them about that.
Yeah, I think we've told this story before, but literally she heard a phone ring and it was a landline and there wasn't a landline in the room. She kept hearing a landline. She's looking for the phone. There's no phone. Keeps ringing and ringing. I think this was like 2 or 3 in the morning.
She's awake.
Now she's awake, yeah. And she says, hello, to no one in particular. And here it is. Her mom and her dad are saying, hey, we just want you to thank that nice lady that gave you a ride today. Turns out that was me. I gave her a ride that day. And something like, We are so happy now that you're having fun. And it was this encouragement about being at the event and about the new path she was on, the consciousness path. So she came back the next day and told us this story. And she said it was the most real thing she'd ever experienced. And since then, she's had that experience multiple times. But what had happened in the 3 days before is we cleared shame out of her nervous system, guilt, apathy, despair, anger, fear, all the way up the scale. I think at that day, we're probably somewhere around pride or courage. And those had all been cleared out, those heavy energies that were keeping her voltage down. And all of a sudden, she had this ability to have this communication. And she was just so thrilled about it. But it actually is a pretty common occurrence for us at a CognoConscious event. Because I think a lot of people that come are already have a lot of these skills, and you might call them gifts, but skills available to them. They maybe are have a talent for them already, but they're latent, they're hidden under these heavy emotions. And they're a heavy cost on the nervous system. So when that cost is no longer there, when the nervous system is free to be what it really is already in its full health, that these things just naturally turn right on.
You know, these things, the masters all warn. There's a warning that comes with these. In the East, they call them siddhas, spiritual gifts, and they're all really well defined. They're very aware of them. And they say, you know, they naturally appear. This is not Liz and myself making this up. We're observing it, but this has been known for millennia. It's not something new. And what it is that as one's consciousness evolves, these things just kind of appear. And they warn and they say, listen, don't get caught up in it. You know, it's there, but don't make a big deal of it, because it could impede your path to enlightenment, that you would be so, for example, they're one of the gifts that you like anything that you want, you speak, and then people start bringing it to you. Like, you know, yeah. I want gold. I want all this. And all of a sudden, you know, people are like, here, my, you know, take this gold, you know, please, you know, and they're, you know, it just, that's how it works. Well, these, you know, seem like impossibilities, and there's a spectrum of them. At one end, there is the absolute unbelievable, like biblical proportions, where you're healing people, where your body turns into literal light. It's called the rainbow light body. And this has been documented for thousands of years in Tibet. Dzogchen tradition has documented these rainbow light bodies where you disintegrate into light as you pass. And there's nothing left. There is no body, no physical body left. This was actually a phenomenon that was in the Bible with Jesus. He just, you know, came light. So this phenomenon is going on still to this day. There was other things that happen, where you're in two places at one time. Like Padre, there's been many saints. Padre Pio, maybe if people have heard about him, but, you know, it's like, you know, you hear these stories and could it be true? You know, but there are these documented cases, and then it happens. It happens. And I've known multiple people that have authentically third-party validated, had the experience where they're in two places at one time. They're in the hospital helping somebody. They're at a party at the same time. Which is absolutely phenomenal to actually have the validation on both ends. And this is happening today. But these things are literally, you become less and less dense. And when we say less and less dense, it means the emotion that you feel, the shame, the guilt, the grief, the humiliation, the anger, all the blame goes out of you. It goes out of you. I know that I don't know if that even seems reasonable as everybody's listening to this, but the blame goes out, and imagine how light you feel. Well, this is what happens at cognoconscious, is that just goes out of you, the blame for you, the blame for others. And with that, what ends up happening is you physically, literally feel better. You know, I go back to this one thing where it was a wonderful day. Me and Liz were working with the lady that had all the pain, the physical pain. Remember the one that? So over a period of 3 days, there was a lady who came to us and had not only physical pain, she was disabled, but emotional pain. She felt like her parents didn't love her. Her brother didn't like her. She was alone in the world. And everything was focused in on her and her pain. And Liz diligently worked on her. She got taller. I mean, literally yardstick, you know, taller. And then after day three, there was a meditation that we did with her, which was to take her before she was ever born and experience the authentic experience, what she had before she got here with her parents and how they felt and how she felt. And literally, we're there in the room with this lady, and she is experiencing love and bliss that she had never experienced in her lifetime, and seeing the truth of how her parents loved her and she loved her parents and her brother and everybody else. She's crying, and she's in this a bliss state, understanding the truth for the first time. And when that happened, she began to dematerialize. It started at her feet, and it was like she became like vapor. The feet dematerialized, the legs, upper body, it kept dematerializing. There was this light blue haze in the room. And the only thing left was like the upper shoulders and the head. And she was in this joy place. And at the same time, amazingly enough, there was this experience of like 10,000 Tibetan monks chanting, you know, and she was like, it was the weirdest thing, you know, but All it was was a letting go and seeing the truth.
Yeah, that's so it. True. Really such an interesting experience. Okay, we blew way past our break. Let's hear from a good folks, our good sponsors, and we will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. UK.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back and we're talking about like spiritual gifts, psychic abilities, supernatural things. But I'd like to bring it back down into the world of science and reality just for a moment for everybody to think about. Think about that right now in this age of technology, there is every kind of wave of information floating through the air. Every kind. Cell phone, TV, wireless, internet, right? On and on, thousands and thousands of signals that are coming from satellites and beacons and towers. Now, you can't necessarily see them. Some people feel like they do feel those waves of energy, because that's what they are. But you can't see them. You can't translate them. But if you have a cell phone or a computer or a TV, they're translated. So ask yourself this question. Are those signals real or not real? Well, they're real because we have proof of it. If you are watching this episode or hearing it, you know that those signals are real. So all of these things, everybody's thoughts, everybody's wishes, those are all signals that are emitted by our physical bodies. Now, I'm pretty sure I saw Rupert Sheldrake say recently that our bodies are basically just frozen light, that everything there is a wave or a pattern of light. So what makes it solid or not solid has to do with the speed of that wave of light. I think that's correct. It may not be, so don't quote me on my science, but it's something like that. It's about the vibration of the wave. And so the speed makes a difference in how solid or not solid it is, right? So our bodies are constantly emitting everything. Our thoughts are not our own. They're contributed to the field. So Lynn McTaggart wrote a book called The Field, and Rupert Sheldrake talks about the morphic field. And it's like the place that all of these signals that we're all sending kind of coalesce. Now, if you're a person who was born this way or turns those, the ability to receive it and translate it on through something like CognoConscious, you have access to all of this information. Now, what's super fun is this information includes things like that Tibetan chant that may be happening somewhere on the planet right now, or maybe it happened 1,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. The wave, the signal is still out there. What determines whether or not you experience it is if you have the ability to translate it. That's it, because it's here all the time. For some of us, you know, people, we see people that are no longer existing on the planet. But what you're seeing is the energetic signature of that human and maybe their consciousness as well. And some people's eyeballs have the ability to take that in, and their brain has the ability to translate it. Some people hear it through auditory. Some people feel it on their bodies. You can actually learn how to have someone that you can't see in the physical touch your hand and be able to have a communication. So it takes it way out of the realm of weird and into our actual physical abilities, right? I think in my conspiracy brain that somebody out there for many thousands of years has wanted us to not actually recognize these as part of our own innate natural bodies and what those bodies can do. And so they've turned it into something that's bad or evil or, you know, from some negative source. But the truth is, it's just signals. It's just light and waves at different frequencies. So if you're a person who is hearing this and kind of suspects that you already have a lot of these talents or just wants to turn them on, the fastest way to do it is our upcoming CognoConscious event, because we go through 17 layers of these heavy emotional patterns that prevent your energy from being at its strongest. So your signal, your towers, you know, those towers that emit the cell phone signals and receive them, they're plugged into electricity, right? Yank the electricity and the signal goes down. We're exactly like that. We're like a cell phone tower. When our electricity is spent on, you know, blame, guilt, shame, apathy, anger, fear, you know, doubt, all of those things, when our electricity is spent on those, our signals don't work very well, sending and receiving, right? So an event like CognoConscious, it just clears out the basement super fast. And a lot of people, you know, have the ability to turn on their body's ability to translate this information. It can be done slowly as well. Absolutely. But this event, I think it's probably the fastest way to do it. And not only that, it's just dang fun to actually experience having them turned on, don't you think?
It really is. And you know, there's something really important. I mean, these are really cool, but here's what ends up really creating the life change is that you authentically feel better.
Yeah.
You feel lighter. You feel a sense of love in your heart or compassion for yourself or others. You're absent your resentments. And with that, what happens is a new reality emerges, you know, and we're talking about that. It's not like you just like, oh, I had it for a day and I go back. You're a new person. It just doesn't exist for you anymore. And with that, a new reality emerges. Everybody knows somebody who's that happy person that things seem to go right for them all the time. That could be you. That can be you. And the reason being is you emit an entirely different vibration. That person you know like that, they emit a different vibration. And let that be your lesson. It's available. It's available to them, and it could be available to you, but you got to actually do the work. And with it, it will automatically let go. And this new reality, like you know exists for them, can be there for you.
Well, this used to be a thing that did take a whole lifetime to do. You know, the monks that would go and sit in prayer or sit in meditation for decades, maybe their whole life, before, you know, they achieved this state of having these abilities turned on. But through the work that you and I have discovered, it's the best in neuroscience combined with the most effective consciousness work on the planet, because it works in the neurology and it allows for the electrical system to be at its highest, at its most available point, but very, very quickly. It doesn't take even months anymore. It could take 5 days. And then all of us continue because it feels so good, because life gets better and better when we're not weighed down by these energy gobbling emotions that really are just a part of our past. They're not a part of our present. So it's a change in the way you think about these sorts of abilities, but also it changes the way you think about how your life can and should go from now on. So if you want to be included in this event, this 5-day event in San Diego, California, September 9th through the 13th, please visit cognomovement.com and you'll see a banner that says CognoConscious, or you can go directly to Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, movement.com/Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, and the word conscious. All right, you guys, we are completely out of time. If you want to know more about this topic, reach out to us at CognoMovement, info@CognoMovement.com. Well, this has been fun, Bill McKenna, don't you think?
It's a great talk. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Until next time, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.